The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Last year, taxpayers funded two-thirds of the VRS and public employees one-third, so the lawsuit was brought under the Virginia Fraud Against Taxpayers Act. Herring said a whistleblowing firm, Integra, stepped forward with sophisticated software showing how the mortgage-backed securities were falsely represented to the VRS.
There were very specific representations made about the percentage of loans that had a loan-to-value ratio of 80% or less. There were specific representations made about the percentage of homes that were single-occupancy homes as opposed to vacation homes or rental homes. There were specific representations made about the percentage of homes that had a second mortgage on it. And the reality was the mortgages didn't match up to those representations, and they're significant.
Virginia eventually sold most of the toxic securities built on junk mortgages and lost $383 million. But the law allows the state to seek triple damages. Herring said recovered funds would be returned to taxpayers and the VRS losses redressed. The state will also seek civil penalties against each bank for each violation. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.